See, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. And if you can think of more than two or three things that you might call these things, I'd be interested to hear all of them. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper? Around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say...
Oh, we call that in the afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Oh, when it's first appears? That's in the morning.
All right. Now, what about when the sun is first coming over the horizon? You might say, you have to get the cows in. No, this morning we had to get up before.
Day.
All right. And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? We got up before.
Oh, we generally say before sun up.
All right. And so in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening
it's sundown.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Yeah, you call it downpour.
Fine. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
We call that a mound.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Oh, you say that, and if you're going to use wood, you'd say it in the fireplace, well, you'd say it and irons.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to start a fire?
Oh, well, that's still kindling, though.
What do you call a place that people hang clothes in?
Closets.
Okay. And what about a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Oh, that, if I can think of that name. We're going to pass that one right now because I can't think.
All right, fine. We'll come back to it if you
like. Everybody knows but me.
Well, we'll come back to it if you like. We can pass over these and then come back to the ones that you didn't think of at all.
Wardrobes.
Fine.
As many as we have had in our family, and then I couldn't think of wardrobe. When my sister died in April, she had three.
Good gracious alive. But they're huge things, aren't they?
Yeah. And they all heavy, and she didn't have any closets.
Mm-hmm.
She had wardrobes, and I don't have any wardrobes. I have closets.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the sides of a house?
Oh, you call that siding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Now you call that a porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Some folks call that, let me see, what you really do call that in, patio.
Fine. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows lay enclosed before milking?
A lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A what?
A wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones.
You call it a wall.
All right. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A bucket.
Okay. What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
It's still a bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pans.
Mm-hmm.